I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A state senator from Sioux City says he's running for the U.S. Senate seat held by fellow Republican Chuck Grassley next year. Jim Carlin is a 58-year-old attorney. He has served in the state Senate since 2017 after winning a special election. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, who is 87 years old, has not announced whether or not he's running for an eighth term next year. Hundreds of meatpacking workers have been vaccinated against the coronavirus, but the union that represents many of them says several hundred thousand more have not, despite the risks they continue to face. The union is lobbying for workers to be moved up vaccination priority lists. And major meat companies have launched campaigns to educate employees and dispel rumors about the vaccines. But in most states, meatpacking workers are still waiting their turn to be vaccinated, and they're ranked behind healthcare workers, residents of long-term care facilities, and people who are 65 years and older. Iowa's coronavirus website shows almost 11,500 Woodbury County residents received their vaccinations. That is an increase of more than 60% after two recent public clinics. However, that rate is behind other highly populated counties in the state. And frigid weather that has sent temperatures plunging across middle America also has power and gas utilities urging some customers to dial down the thermostat through Wednesday. Utility companies serving Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri issued that plea yesterday and today for customers to conserve energy as temperatures dropped to nearly 30 below in some parts of western and northern Nebraska early today. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.